It's great to have you here today. And our Youth Expression Showcase runs every Saturday at 10 o'clock. And we work really hard. In fact, today I was with, or this week I should say, I was with a couple dozen music teachers from Pittsburgh Public Schools. And we were working on what we'll be doing in part with them during the 2011-2012 school year. And if you ever are interested in performing during our Youth Expression Showcase, we have all sorts of people from writers to poets to singers to bands to instrumentalists. And today it's a real pleasure to have Sarah Craftsman here. She is 11 and she's from Squirrel Hill and is quite an accomplished singer. She's also a playwright. Sarah was here not too long ago as part of an ensemble from Summer Dreamers Academy from Camp Kappa, a summer program from Pittsburgh Public Schools. But today she is here to sing, and you'll get to meet her in a few moments. But right now, you're going to get a chance to hear her first. Here is Sarah Craftsman.
I'm as mild and as meek as a mouse. When I hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wings of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl men go mad for. Love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Wow, that was beautiful. And tell me how long you've been singing. When did you start to realize you really liked to sing?
Well, I started when I was 3. I used to always like to sing. And when I heard my mom show me The Phantom of the Opera, I started to listen to it and try to sing songs from it.
Do you remember being 3 and singing?
Yes.
And what was that like? What were you doing? Do you remember any songs you would sing or who you would sing with?
I would like to sing with my mom, and I would like to sing like All I Ask of You, and some of the Point No Return. I would like to sing songs.
Now, like, people must really react to you. I mean, do you know how tall you are? I'm guessing, I'm not good at that, but do you know how tall you are? Are you like 4'10", 4'11"?
I'm not sure.
No. Well, in any event, you're a petite girl at 11, right? You're slender. I'm not going to ask you to reveal how much you weigh, but you're you're a slight girl. You're 11. You're going into what grade?
6th grade.
Where are you going to go to school?
Or Colfax.
Colfax. I was just with some of your teachers this week, actually, from Colfax. 100 years Colfax has been around, that school. Did you know that?
I don't know if I did.
It's got a long history. At least they had T-shirts on that said 100 years.
Yeah.
How do your peers react to the way you sing, your classmates and friends?
They said I sound like an opera singer and I sound really good.
Yeah, you sound great. Are you taking any lessons from anyone?
No, I'm not taking any lessons.
So you're self-taught. That's incredible. I'd love to hear you sing another song. What would you like to sing next?
The Point of No Return. And it was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber from the musical The Phantom of the Opera.
And here again is 11-year-old Sarah Krastman.
You which till now has been silent, silent. I have brought you that our passions may fuse and merge. In your mind you've already succumbed to me, dropped all defenses, completely succumbed to me. Now you are here with me, no second thoughts, you've decided, past the point of no return. No backward glances, a games of make-believe are at an end. Past all thought of if or when, no use resisting. The soul, what rich desire unlocks its door, what sweet seduction lies before us. Past the point of no return, the final threshold, what woman spoke in secrets will we learn beyond the point of no return. You disappears into silence, silence. I have come here, hardly knowing the reason why. In my mind, I've already imagined our bodies entwining, defenseless and silent, and now I'm here with you. No second thoughts, I've decided. Past the point of no return, no going back, no. One final question. consume us. Past the point of no return, the final threshold, the bridge is crossed, a stand in watch it burn. We've passed the point of no return.
Sarah Craftsman at the Saturday Light Brigade, she's 11 and is going into sixth grade at Colfax Elementary School in about a week. Do you start next week or the week after?
This week. On August 22nd.
Okay, so it is Monday, because I know some Pittsburgh public schools start the 22nd, some start the 29th. How do you pick the songs that you like to sing?
Well, mostly I just try to see which song kind of shows my voice off a little, and one sounds beautiful.
Do you sing in any other ensembles or groups, or do you prefer to sing solo, Sarah?
I prefer to sing solo, but I like to sing with chorus too.
And you've got a chorus to sing with at school?
Yeah.
And I'm curious, do you play any musical instruments?
Yes, I play the guitar.
Interesting. And what kinds of music do you like? Clearly musicals, I would think, but are there other types of music you enjoy listening to?
I like to listen to like soundtrack music, and it really doesn't have to be opera, but it's kind of, you see, what I sang for my first song in my own little corner, that wasn't an opera song. That was just a song that she was imagining to meet the prince and be special, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What was that song from, by the way, the first song you sung?
Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Cinderella.
Thanks. I meant to ask you that before. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or who might later be tuned in listening to the online version of your performance?
I'm going to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my two brothers, Frank and Robert, if they are listening. And I want to dedicate all I ask of you to my grandmother, because she always liked to hear me sing All I Ask of You, and that's one of the songs I will be singing.
Grandmas are good audiences, and your parents are here, and I know are really proud of you, and just how well you're able to perform. I want to talk a little bit now about your playwriting activity. You were involved with the Summer Dreamers Academy here not too long ago with a larger group of kids, but you ended up writing a play that they ended up performing at the culminating event. Is that right?
Yeah.
And tell me about the play.
Well, it was about, I finished the play, and it was about, well, basically the same thing. It was about the girl named Sandy. She's really good at cooking, and she has two best friends that are named Michael and Allie. And Allie is a positive character toward the beginning, middle, and end. And Michael, he's kind of sarcastic and kind of mean. But in the end, he's kind of he's friendly. And so he's trying to talk her out of entering the cooking contest at their school. And I didn't mention in the play that their school was named Raging Riots High School, but that was like kind of the character description.
It had to be a lot of fun to watch the play stage. Did you enjoy?
I didn't watch it. I was kind of a part of it because
Three
girls weren't here, and I was the judges. Judges 1, 2, 3.
So you had to get in and be part of the play, but still to sort of put your words in other people's mouths is pretty neat. We, I think you're going to have time probably for one more. It would be great to have you back. Now, you mentioned you had a song for your grandma. Did you, which song were, there, I'm looking at our clock here. What would you like to sing next?
Well, if I can't sing All I Ask You, I would like to do O Mio Bambino, Caro.
Ah, okay. Well, let's listen. We'll see if we have a little bit more time, but we're getting close in terms of the time allocated. It's so nice to hear you sing. And have you thought, I'm curious, Sarah, would you like to sing professionally as you get older? Have you thought about that yet? You're
yes,
pretty young.
Yes, that's what I always dream for my job, to be an opera singer. That's what I've been dreaming since I was in kindergarten.
Have you been to operas?
No, I haven't.
But have you? There's some you can watch on television.
Yeah, I do. I watch WQED, and like toward the evening, they show opera.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite opera?
I like Carmen, actually.
Bizet, very good. Well, I think Pittsburgh Opera has another opera by Bizet on their schedule for this year, I think. I was with Marilyn Egan last week, and I think that's the case. So you're going to sing what now?
O Mio Bambino, Caro, and that song was written by Puccini, and she was trying to get her father to marry her, marry a man she really liked, and she was threatening that she was going to throw herself off to Puerto Vecchio, and it was Ponte Vecchio, I'm sorry. It was a bridge, and she was going to throw herself off if she didn't marry this guy she really liked.
Heavy stuff. Here again is Sarah Krastman. Bravo. You just have an absolutely beautiful voice. Is there anything you may have wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you or that you didn't get a chance to say?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you to Sarah Krastman. What a terrific performance and a wonderful voice you have. I'd love to hear you again, especially as you get older. It's going to be fun to keep listening to you. Sarah Krastman at the Saturday Light Brigade.